Right, as I told you, special guest today are The Answer playing in Belfast this week. And it's maybe a bit of a groundbreaking gig. They're doing something I don't think that's, well, certainly ever been done in Belfast before. I'll tell you all about it in a wee second. In the meantime, here they are.
Brother, would you be my friend? Sister, I have reached the end, oh Lord. Teach me how to fly. Yes, I want to learn to rise away. Forests whisper songs of love. Tell us what we're dreaming of, oh life. Take away my pain. Do you understand my
stuff, The Answer. And the boys are here, Paul and Cormac. Good afternoon, lads.
How you doing, Johnny?
Right, I was actually, we were talking there about holidays and things, but I mean, your routine is such that you can't really plan anything. Is it not a bit like hamster on a treadmill thing? You think, oh no, here we go again?
Not really, you know, it's pretty hectic lifestyle for sure, but you know, we're playing over the summer, for example, we're going to places like Italy and Switzerland and France to play our shows, so it kind of half feels like something that has to be done and half feels like a holiday anyway, you know. So in a way, it's just one.
Do you manage to sort of convince yourself of that, listen, I'm away, I'm travelling, having a good time anyway?
Well, I mean, if we hark back to the early days, whenever any tour was one big holiday.
Yeah.
And now that it's a regular part of our lives, you can't forget that initial.
Because
thrill.
It's become very much the business end of it, you know, this is your career. Have you calmed down any on tour? I'm sure in the early days it was all, well, hey, here we go, you know.
Well, the two, you know, Cormac and myself, always been the professional. Half of the band have calmed down a bit. There's two other boys who aren't here today. Because of, you know, they've indulged too much. But no, you take it, you get used to it and you learn how to pace yourself. And the show's the most important thing. So as long as, you can do whatever you want as long as it doesn't.
As long as you're okay for the show.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, I suppose the end of the day, you have a responsibility. People have queued up to buy tickets or pay their money to go and see you.
For sure.
The last thing you want is someone emailing you the next day saying, that was wick. You know?
The singer's too hungover to go on stage.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you hear all these stories from rock bands particularly. You know, you've got a very bad name. Are you barred from any hotels or anything? Because that's normally expected, isn't it?
A few.
Good lad. And Paul, I'm sorry, and you've heard us a million times. Your father was in the Freshmen.
He was, yeah.
One of the most talented acts to come out of Ireland, and that's according to Louis Walsh, no less, you know.
Yeah, so...
Was that a big help for you?
Definitely. It meant there was always a lot of musicians about the house, a lot of music. And obviously, it was kind of a double-edged sword sometimes in that my dad maybe didn't want me to go down that road because he knew all the pitfalls and what can happen, good and bad. So it was encouraging most of the time, so it definitely helped that way.
Well, it's good because, I mean, they were as big as any band from here had been in that era, you know, playing to thousands of people and everything else, you know. Right, this gig you're doing on Thursday in the Empire, it's being streamed on Tinternet all over the world.
It is indeed, yeah. It's a gifted live night. Gifted began as a night in Belfast back about 8 years ago and was just a great opportunity for local bands to get up on the Empire stage and get their material out to the Northern Irish music scene. It's since developed into what it has now become, which is like this kind of full-on, almost Jules Holland-esque live show that's put out across the world via streaming on the internet. Paul McKay, the organizer of the event, has got some great lineups over the last few months, and it's really building up a nice head of steam. And for us, it's a real case of full circle because we played maybe 20 of those nights back in the early days whenever nobody else would give us a show.
Yeah, so, and you're sort of learning your craft and cutting your teeth in a proper venue.
Exactly. So what we're doing is we're getting up on stage, headlining the event to mark the release of our Rise EP, and we're playing Rise the album from start to finish.
The whole album?
Which is our first record. Yeah. And then we'll get up and play the new EP. But that's something we've never done before, and it's an exciting time.
No, it'll be great. I mean, the lineup on Thursday, yourselves, David Kitt, Kopeck. I was talking about Kopeck.
Yeah.
I've seen him a few times. The beam of the shout for the best live band I've ever seen. And I'm talking, even including what people would say, what do you mean, you too, you know? Yes. Right. A really, really great band. And tell them I was asking about them. If I don't get down, I'm trying my eye strings out to get something else covered so I can get down.
I've heard good things about those guys. You know, it's such a strong lineup. And, you know, hopefully your listeners will be aware that while there was a block of tickets sold out quite soon after they were put on the market, as is the tradition with Gifted, there will be a walk-up. So if people get down in early, they'll be able to get a ticket at the door.
Right. I don't think about too many. I mean, look at yourselves, David Kitt, Kopeck, Riptide Movement, Cosmo, Jarvis, B. McSee. What's the recorded performances by The View and some others, yeah?
Yeah, what happens is in between the live acts, it cuts to pre-recorded performances on that stage the previous day or that afternoon.
Brilliant.
So it's a full-on, you know, if you're watching it on the internet across the world, it's a full-on live music show. It's great.
It's a brilliant idea, and it's just a brilliant conception. So they're going to see performances by The View, General Fiasco, Shake, and The Droids. Doors at 8:30. Be there if you want to try and get in.
For sure. Just get down good and early if you don't already have a ticket.
It's a great stage, that Empire stage, smashing.
It's been a while since we played up there.
Time, yeah. So like 2005, was it?
You know, the people who designed the old music halls like 100 years ago knew what they were doing, and that's what the Empire replicated, and it's smashing, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good stuff. Right, are you going to sing a song for us, boys?
We are indeed, yeah. This is the other original track on our new EP, the Rise EP. The song's called Lost.
Right, man.
Circus dancers are leading me astray. Find myself amongst the clowns, friends. I've fallen down. I skin my knee on a bed of hard regret. I found something I did not know I lost. I took my life for granted and my cost. Ooh, yeah. Cut my ties, but I'm getting bloated feeding on your lies. Peace of mind is not so close at hand. I slept through my hurricane, and I'm never ever gonna feel the pain again. So step away from the crowds around. I found something I did not know I lost. Turned my life for granted at my cost. Ooh, yeah. And you just think you got
Brilliant, lads. Brilliant. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.
You mind that voice? You must for Thursday, you know. No, listen, that's terrific. Really appreciate you coming in. So the Rise EP is re-released?
No, that's a brand new
release. That's a brand new, yeah.
It's an EP. It's featuring the song, which it's quite confusing. The song which the album was named after,
yes,
but never made on the album.
All right.
And that's out today on a worldwide download release.
Brilliant. And if people can't get to the Empire, they can stream the whole thing. What's the address or how do they go to for that?
Go to giftedlive.com, I believe, is the way to do it.
Yes, giftedlive.com. And it won't cost you anything to watch online.
It will not.
But the gig will be stuffed. There will be a few tickets on the door. Get yourselves down, folks. Listen, Paul, Connor, our comic, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.